Hello, this is Elisa Malcone. I'm going to read All Creatures, Great and Small, which originally appeared in Aboriginal Science Fiction in March-April 1988. All Creatures, Great and Small. You have a little one at home. I mean a stag beetle, nothing compared to his Amazon cousin or you. No, he's a good 5 centimeters long and lumbering, rocking like a semi in high winds across pebbles and red brick buckled up to the heat. He seemed to me ugly at first, then beautiful, simply because he was large. In a world of ants and flies and gentrified delicacy, he was unique, intimidating and yet quite vulnerable. Your shell could be my roof, a blacktop highway. To you, I am soft pulp, gangly, with a head not worth severing at first bite. My eyes are blind to all but the simplest wavelengths. I can grasp only what my hands can hold. And my hair is limp as seaweed without its saving nutrient grace. Your mandibles glint with a patent leather sheen over legs thick and magnificent. Your touch could crush me to a malformed ruin. If I am not food, I am useless to you. If I am food, so be it. This is your planet. But remember, I did not step where I could have when the tables were turned, and your kind was beautiful to my sight, and I was not afraid. On the Late Late Show, the bugs died by ray gun or, at station break, insecticide. As alien in my native soil as I am here. Such things were not my doing. And so I ask of you, if you need to kill me, then kill me. But do not make me crawl first.